USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A dangerous heat wave continues to blanket much of the southern U.S., affecting over 40 million Americans across more than a dozen states. The National Weather Service has issued heat alerts, with heat index values in the 100s expected from Texas to Florida. Additionally, in the Southwest, Phoenix and Las Vegas are experiencing triple-digit temperatures once more today. Israel's parliament has approved a key part of a controversial judicial overhaul plan pushed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Sarah Lee Kessler has more.
The vote, 64-0. Lawmakers unanimously passing the bill after a group opposed to the sweeping reform stormed out of the Knesset. The plan removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. Critics say it undermines democracy in Israel. The vote on the proposal is sparking nationwide protests.
Donald Trump is criticizing Senate Republicans for not attacking President Biden as aggressively as Republicans in the House. Trump, in a post on Truth Social, said House Republicans are showing that Biden is the most corrupt president in U.S. history. He questioned why Republican leaders in the Senate have yet to speak on corruption allegations against Biden. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has come together to push for expanded trucking ports at the Texas border with Mexico.
It is good for national security as we are nearshoring and bringing more and more manufacturing back from China.
Republican Ted Cruz is leading the issue in the Senate. He's joined by Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, who promised to get the bridges built by the end of the year. The expansion plans have been held up by what the pair called bureaucratic red tape. And today is National Tequila Day. The distilled beverage is made in certain parts of Mexico from the blue agave plant. It has seen a rise in popularity in the U.S. lately. Sales of tequila have been up 6% so far this year, after seeing a jump of over 7% last year. This is USA News.
My ride smells just right. Picked up for 40 days of consistency. All over Priest Car, clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah, breathe happy for Priest. La 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 la.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The United Nations is in talks with North Korea for the return of an American soldier. Travis King fled across the heavily militarized border and into the secretive state last week. The UN's confirmation that dialogue and discussions were ongoing comes as North Korea has remained publicly silent about King. An upcoming interest rate hike looms on the horizon as the Federal Reserve prepares to convene for a two-day meeting in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. The rate decision is expected to be announced after the conclusion of the meeting Wednesday. Last month marked the first time in 15 months that policymakers chose to pause on rate hikes. Big numbers over the weekend for Barbenheimer.
Hey, Barbie. Can I come to your house tonight?
Millions went to see Barbie. The Greta Gerwig film about the iconic doll pulled in $155 million for its opening weekend. It set a record as the best start ever for a female director. The other half of the summer blockbuster debuts, Oppenheimer, didn't disappoint with $80 million, blasting past the $50 million projections. When you add in receipts from around the world, these two movies combine for more than $500 million. I'm Jerry Barnash.
Elon Musk is getting rid of Twitter's bird logo. The owner of the social media platform made the announcement in a pair of tweets early Sunday. Fast forward to today, and a new black and white X logo is what users will see. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.